We're on page Chaf Aleph in these Sichas Haran. Ois Chaf Hei, Sicha Chaf Hei in Sichas Haran. Binyin HaMashav is Shebamayach. Ben Achman says, if you think about thinking, Binyin HaMashav is, Binyin HaMashav is Shebamayach, Hu Pele Godel. He says, it's a very great wonder. It's a very great wonder. Machshavas Shebamayach. Gedulas Habaris Baruch Shemay. And just if you think about how a person thinks, Rabbi Nachman says, one realizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echa Machshavas Menachem Bamayach Havilos Harvim Ma'oid. Eilu al Eilu. He says, the way the machshavas, the way the thoughts occupy a person's mind, they're like, he says, chavilos harbe, like pekalach, packages, piles of machshavas, packages. Harbe ma'oid, one on top of the other. Many, many, munachim b'mach, chavilos harbe ma'oid, and many chavilos, many packages, many bundles inside the mind of a person. Elu al elu, and they're piled up one on the other. Uchshadam tzarech le'ezadavah v'niskabai. When a person needs to think of something, when he needs to access a particular thought or a particular memory, v'niskabai, and he remembers it, he reminds himself. As I moishach u'maitzi aysa, the next page, moishach u'maitzi aysadavah, shayun munach machshava, it's like he pulls out from his mind, from that big stack of machshavas, he pulls out a machshava, something that was hayamunach b'machshava. So one just thinks, a pela, Hashem Baruch made a person like that. It'd be something that you haven't thought about in 30, 40, 50 years. It comes b'shas ma'aser, a person can take it out of that file that's in his mind, even though it's not anything that he was thinking about all these years. And he's able to pull that out from that stack of machshavas. Shemunach machshav v'niskabai v'hadavet pel, v'hadavet pel. It's a wondrous thing. Hechan hayemunach oisa heinin arachshav. Obviously, Rabbi Nachman is talking about something in Pnimius. I don't understand. He's not talking about biology, physiology. But it's a wonder of the mind. Where was this Hechan Hayamunach Aysahinyin Arachsha? Where was this Inyan sitting? Where was this until now? Where was this Machshava until now? Where was this thought? V'yesh K'sharm V'simon V'machshavas Hamunachim V'hamayach Chavilos Chavilos Harbe. There are certain K'sharm. There are certain knots. There are certain ksharim that bind together one thought to another thought. And simonim, there's a simon, that a person can see something, he doesn't even remember it necessarily consciously, but there's something that sets off in him a memory of something from 30, 40 years ago. He could smell something. Could he hear a certain sound or a certain song? And there's some sort of, it creates some sort of an association in the person's mind. So the ksharman of simonim, it's as if every single machshava is labeled. It has a simon. And when that simon, when that label, that sign is somehow affected, or is at that time shayach, it's nogeya, so then the person pulls it out of the stack, out of the files, and he has this machshava. You know, I've seen people that lo aleinu, that they can't remember anything from yesterday. They don't remember their own names. Hashem Yirachem. By older people, you see dementia, they have other chalila. Alzheimer's is machla, these machlas. But they're able to, something is a simen, and a certain machshava, and that machshava comes able to pull out from the pile. You say something to that person, and because of that, the simon was misayra, that inyan, that file was misayra, and he remembers something, could be from 60, 70, 80 years ago. And he remembers this, and he returns to this thought because of some contact, some connection that might not make any sense to anybody, and even not any sense to him. But it sets it off. As I might see, then he pulls that thought out from the big bundle of machshavas, that are sitting and are in a certain seder, in a certain order, in the ma'ach, in the mind. And then Rabbi Nachman says, when you pull out that machshava, then what happens is, and then everything falls like it's a mess then. And everything sort of falls down, and things are rolling one on top of the other. And from that seder that they were munach, that they were in, Kain Shirayim B'Dvarim Gashmiim. Like you see in Gashmiim. K'shemayishkan amitzin dover mitach eza kupa v'chavila. That when you pull something out from a pile, as I mishapach mizgagal kol akupa v'chavila, then the entire chavila, then the whole stack, whatever it is, becomes messed up. It becomes out of seder. I don't know, other than translating the words, what else there is to say, what Rabbi Nachman is saying here. Chavav. This will understand much more. Eitzel ha'olam. He says, in the world, Reb Nachman says, Hashikcha yichisar gadol b'neim. So now he talks about loss of memory, forgetting. And he says, in the Welt, in the world, forgetfulness, shikcha, forgetting things, is a very big chisar. It's considered to be a terrible thing in the eyes of the world. Forgetting. It's a terrible thing. Rabbi Nachman says, "Avo be'enai, yesh ba hashikcha ma'ila gedayla." But in my eyes, shikcha, the ability to forget that Hashem Yisbach gave a person, the ability to forget, it's a ma'ila gedayla. It's a gevaldige, gevaldige ma'ila. Kim loy hayis hashikcha, what would it be like, Rabbi Nachman says, if there wouldn't be shikcha, if a person would remember everything, what would that be like? A person would never forget. So you think it would be great because, I remember everything that I learned, and I would remember everybody's birthday and this to remember. That's because you right away feel like there's so many wonderful things to remember, and that's true. But if we would remember everything, we'd also remember many horrible things. And there are many horrible things that we think we remember, like when Chazal tells us about how a woman gives birth. There's a nice that she would ever agree to having another child. And that has an impact upon halacha with what she says at the time of childbirth. Because Hashem Yisbarach causes her to forget. Even though she'll say, "Don't tell me, I remember exactly, and it was the most horrible thing, and it's terrible." It's not true. She doesn't remember exactly. Of course, she remembers that it was very bad, and it was very painful, and there's a certain recollection of it, but it's not the emes of what that was. There's something that's forgotten. Chazal say it's a gzeira that amazes mishtakachas min halev. It's a gzeira. After 12 months, it's a gzeira that what? That you forget the person who passed away. Of course, it doesn't mean you forgot the person. You can't remember the person who passed away. It was a father, a mother, a good friend, a child, something. Of course you remember. But if you would really, really remember, the emes, if you would remember, you wouldn't be able to go on living. You wouldn't be able to live. There's an unbelievable koach of resilience that Hashem's Baruch gave, this koach of shikha, to forget the sharpness of a certain thing, and to forget many, many things. There are people who sometimes suddenly remember. And if there was a time that they weren't able to remember, then they suddenly remember, and they don't have the kalim to. The rest of their lives they're trying to put together kalim to deal with memories that were not remembered, with thoughts, with events of earlier life that were forgotten. That the Baruch Shalom does such a thing that a person forgets. There are people that they forget mamish. You talk, they don't remember what happened, the very bad thing. It's gone. Altogether gone. And then there's such a thing with the Baruch Shalom, that person, for whatever reason, in this Gilgal, that person has to, at an older age, has to remember that, and then it will come back. Then the person remembers. There's a koach of shikha that preserves a human being, that helps you live, without which you couldn't live. Each and every one of us has gotten past thousands of disappointments. The person doesn't know, it's not well. But you get past thousands of disappointments. Thousands of disappointments. And every day, if you stop and you think about something, and you sit in that inyan, you can become very upset. But Hashem makes it that you don't remember it. That you don't remember it. He says, in my eyes, he says, Yesh ba'shikha ma'ila gedala kim lo'hoysa shikha lo'hoya evshu la'asa shum dover ba'avadis Hashem. And specifically, if a person would remember everything, he wouldn't be able to move forward at all in his avadis Hashem. Why not? Because im ha'ya zaycha kol ma'asha avar, the person will remember everything that he did. If a person will remember kol ma'asha avar, All the aveiras, chalila. The word aveira, just mentioning the word aveira, the Tefer Shalom, all the tzaddikim say, aveira is in the lashon of ova. Ova aveira. Aveira means something that's in the past. Aveira means something that's in the past. And the Baruch Shalom doesn't want that the past should become an obsession in the present. The Baruch Shalom doesn't want such a thing. Not healthy. A person needs to take care of something, to fix something. But if a person would remember it really, really, if he would remember the averus of the past, he wouldn't be able to move forward. He wouldn't be able to pick himself up to be an avodah, to do mitzvahs anymore. He would give up. He wouldn't be able to move forward. If he would remember clearly, he wouldn't be able to. So a person says, I remember everything. It's not true. Gam hayim abalbalim is ha'adam ma'ayid. And it would also cause great confusion and distraction. Gam hayim abalbalim is ha'adam ma'ayid. Kol ha'dvarim sha'ayv malav. Everything that a person, if a person would remember every single thing that he experiences, it would cause terrible confusion. So Hashem Zuch made this thing of shikha, of forgetting. So a person is able to forget what happened in the past. And even if he has a recollection of something or the facts or whatever took place, but he doesn't remember the emptiness of that or the ugliness of that. He doesn't remember it. He forgets. The Etzlei HaDerech Shekol ma sha'avar v'holach nifsak. And because of this, whatever the person went through in the past is able to stop. V'holach l'chalutin, and it's able to go away. V'ena choyze v'dayta oiklal, and it doesn't return to his mind. V'ena choyze v'dayta oiklal, stays away. V'ena mebalbal klal atzma, he doesn't confuse himself. By meshaka avar v'holach, with things that already were, the things that already took place. I just met somebody the other day at a simcha, and he introduced me to his wife, and his, I remember when his first wife, when his Ashes Newman passed away, La Elena, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I remember he was talking to me, it wasn't Shiva, it was Shleishmi, he was saying that he'll never, ever, ever be able to marry anybody. There's no way in the world that he'll be able to do such a thing. You can't possibly do. So, B'shas Ma'aseh, you don't answer such things. You don't. But it's not good to talk about such things. But I was very happy to see that he was able to find somebody to have Baruch Hashem, companionship, friendship. And he didn't say that it's not the same. It's not. But in order for him to be able to move forward with his life, which is a very wonderful thing that he's able to get married. I don't have to say it's the same as his Ashes Nurum, I have to say that. But he has companionship. He's not an old person. He'll meet Hashem for many, many years to have somebody that he cares for very deeply. It's not any of making hashvayos and making comparisons. But if he would have been living every single second with the memory of what he had for those 35 years of marriage before his wife Lolena passed away. So Yitzhak wouldn't be possible to move forward. Hashem Shemesh made a person in such a way. There are many things that you and I wish we could forget. And you could daven for that. You could daven to forget something. You could ask Kusiyah and Shema to forget something. That it should be good. When you burn the chametz, you should throw those machshavos into the chametz. Should be finished with these things. With machshavos. A husband and wife have an argument. A husband and wife have a fight. Sometimes they could say things that they shouldn't say. How they're able to make up and to go on. You can say that if you would give a test, the husband or the wife wouldn't remember the thing that was said. You'd be able to remember it. But they don't really, really remember it. It's not the same. It's not the same. There's already a shikha that took place. And Rav Nachman says that there's an avoda like this. It's not just leaving it up to your memory. There's an avoda. Vinyan zehu derech eitzah. That's what I was saying about davening. You could daven for that. Vinyan zehu derech eitzah toyev gedoyl ma'oid b'avodas Hashem. Rav Nachman says this is a very great and big eitzah, piece of advice in avodas Hashem. Kalpi rov yesh l'hadam bilbulim rabim, because most people have a lot of bilbulim. They're very confused, and they feel tremendous amount of stress and anxiety. What does anxiety, stress? Which now everything is, there's so much of that. There's so much people all the time that, and we all feel that very, very much, especially if you live in a place like New York. If other places, maybe it's less. But what is that? It means that a person can't put machshavos away. He's got machshavos. He's thinking all the time. He remembers. He didn't take care of this. He didn't do that. He didn't do this and that. At 120, there's no nafkimin at all. What's the nafkimin? But a person, b'shas ma'isa, the things that he's remembering, and it's usually by davening very strong like that, that there's that there's an inyan like that. But the memories, the person starts to remember. He didn't take the things to the dry cleaner. Let's have the dry cleaner. Come and put it in like in the middle of the dry cleaner. You can take to the dry cleaner. Whatever. I don't have to give examples. Everybody knows the millions of things that some come to a person and cause such bilbulim and the feeling of I'm supposed to do this and I had to do that and this person's going to have kindness and this is going to and all different things and that you can't have that your mind isn't quiet. You don't have peace inside of your head. You get sugar with all the different machshavas. Which causes tremendous irbuv hadas. Things get mixed and crazy in the head. Things that already passed. Things already something that was already a long time ago. You still have this inyan that lingers with you. I also, my wife, Baruch Hashem, is a very, very beautiful midas. There's this midas that she has that I'm always marvel at. That like anything that happens or goes wrong or something upsetting, always she says, that was finished. She never will sit with something. Even like if I do something dumb or annoying, there never will be, which happens a lot. There'll never be like to hold on to an inyan. It's always that gamarno, weiter, next, not to hold on. Not like people say that doesn't bother me. But then, you're all the time upset, and then the other husband, wife says, so why are you being so quiet? No. He's still upset. No. Why aren't you talking? No. I'm fine. But to be able to manage to forget. It's an unbelievable thing. I saw that much. It's nothing, not a kihuza to remain from something, a taina, a tviya, or something to think about. She says, I'm finished with it. Just like that. It's a big bracha not to get mixed up with machshavas from before. Here, Shalom Bilbulim Rabin Ve'ubu Vadas Ma'oy Mimasha Chalav Ha'ora Befrat B'shas HaTvila, especially when it comes to davening. Shas boim alav kol habilbulim, because davke by davening, which is dvar ha'amdim rumishlam, is the most important thing. Davening, the person should be able to have yishev adas. So then, all of a sudden, all the machshavas, remembering this, bilbulim, all kinds of things, uma'arivim, uma'akmim is daito. They make you thinking all crooked and twisted. Masha kva'ava, because of things that happened. Lefamim yesh lo bilbulim inyan hamaser matan shalai. Sometimes in the middle of davening, a person starts to think of what? Of business. Starts to think of business. Masa matan. Think of things, business. It's an amazing thing. Even a person tells you, there's nothing. Everything's dead. Business is no business. But somehow by davening, there's always something to... Even though he says this, no, I haven't seen this. Nothing going. Absolutely no business. Totally quiet.
What could be?
Yeah, if it could be, or it used to be, and it could be, but it's by davening, it's always somehow you put something together. That's how it is. things that you have to do with a house, or with a family. But Asher, remembers, oh, I didn't take care of this thing, I didn't do this properly, something. I was supposed to take care of this, and I didn't do that. Many other such things along these lines. It's very, very common. See people. So now, because now they have the computers, people have in their hands, and they put down all of the things on the computers. So it's supposed to be big to Ellis that there shouldn't be, because you could remember everything, right? Because you put it down. Another thing, there was a friend of mine before, before the blackberries came out years ago, was a friend of mine that he runs a big maizid. So we were once sitting and having a lunch together someplace. All of a sudden, he takes that from his pocket. This is before these things. He took out from his pocket this skinny little thing, and he says something. Call up Katz at 3 o'clock. He had like a little tape recorder to remind himself. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "No, I just remembered. You know, I have to call this guy." You know, and he put it on this little machine, so he shouldn't forget. So now they have, and it's Rachmanis. You sit by Chasna. I was sitting the other night, and I'm looking there. Really, it's unbelievable. Half of the island. Makes no difference. Clean shaven, beard, young, old, Ashkenaz, Sfad. Sitting there, there's Mivan Sikh. It's like the biggest moment of their lives. And it's the most choshev thing in the world. And all right, we'll all give in a little bit. You start schmoozing with somebody. That's of course, that's it's a bit. You see people going up and down, chazering, what they didn't do, what they have to do. No? See here in the morning, we don't see that a little bit sometimes, Chavre. What are you doing? It's 6 o'clock in the morning. You have to take out the machine. What do you have at 6 o'clock in the morning? So the person will say, I have to remember this. You have to remember. At 6 o'clock in the morning, you don't have to remember anything. You have to remember that you wash Neglevas. you're coming home and tell me you're taking something to look. You're the President of the United States or something. He's sitting there at 6 o'clock looking at a machine. It's a bush and a cherpa. Someone's contacting you. All of these things that you can't live without. People have to remember. So now that we don't have to use our minds anymore, and that you could use a machine to remember, it creates so much lachas. You look at any simcha, you don't see people sitting there looking at their things going up and down. That's why I know that you see, because they're not even on one Indian. Sometimes I see, it's going, the black thing goes all back and forth, up and down. They're looking at things to remember, to prepare for something. They don't even have the menucha used to sit by a chuppah. Sit by a chuppah and just to relax a little bit, to hum along, or to whatever, to smile, to see Chas Nakal, to think about the Nachas Ruch, the Bari has that there's a Jewish couple that's getting married, they're going to bring Nachas Ruch, and they're going to build a Jewish home. Something, epic something. You already traveled, you already went to Williamsburg, you already schlepped, So you're there, so a little Nachas Ruch, a little bit Simcha, a little Yeshiva Das, not Simcha, nothing. Sitting, you look at every Simcha now, you see up and down, you look in them. There was a picture in Mishpacha or Hamadiyah, one of the magazines a few months ago. Someone took a picture at the end of a line of a chasna, and they're like, 12 chairs, 13 chairs, and it, with the exception of one or two people, every single person was like this. At the chuppah. It was with the machine. The technology is not allowing there to be healthy, normal shikcha. Rabbi Nachman says that the eina yesh b'ha shikcha maila gedoyla. And I was thinking about that. It doesn't only mean that you don't remember something. It means you don't have to always look to remember either. You understand? Put it away. Put the thing away. The bechlal, you have to have it. Do you really have to have it? Do you really have to? I was sitting and talking to a group of mechanchim a few months ago. That I was asked to go speak to these mechanchim that had whatever, like a day off. And I was talking to the mechanchim. I said that. I told this to you. So the ones that I think I told you, there were English teachers and the Hebrew teachers, the yeshiva, English teachers and the Jewish, the limited Kaigish. Some of the English teachers were from, and some of them are not from. So I had to speak in a way that was for anybody. It wasn't just to explain and so on in English everything. And there were like maybe 20, 25 teachers. Some rebellion and other teachers are listening for this, and I was giving a talk about chinuch, whatever. Out of the five rebellion that were sitting together in the corner, four of them, the whole time that I was talking, they were on their blackberries. So I was thinking, first you shouldn't take it personally. It's just rude. It's a rude thing to do to someone. That's aleph. Leaving that aside, the rudeness. What is he doing? What's that Rebbe doing on the BlackBerry for that he can't have 20 minutes to sit and to listen to some Torah? And the teachers, I'm wondering, what are the other teachers, the ones that are not even from, that they were really listening, and they were trying to understand, they were into it, and right next to him is sitting this, he sits back like this, and he holds it up. He goes like this. Playing a spiel to him down, like this. While someone's talking, it's, I don't understand it. It's a bit of like the sewer of a human being to do such a thing. But in the context of what we're learning here, not to allow yourself to forget, you have to constantly remember. Why do you have to remember? You're going to lose money, you're going to make money, you're going to lose a friend, you're going to make a friend. It's all 99% of that, that's Nairishka. It's not true. There was a time that a person would come home from work, that I grew up in a home, my father worked very, very hard, but when he came home from work, that was it. Nothing. No phone calls, nothing. The house is Kodesh Kadoshim, period. He doesn't care, this one's calling, that one's nothing. I come into my house, that's finished. I forgot. I don't remember it. It's done. Tomorrow you go back to work and you work hard. And you're at work and you try to do your best. After work, you forget. After the 6 days when it comes out of Shabbos, Zachas and Shabbos the Kach. V'hoya b'niyach Hashem l'kech l'cha. Finished. I'm done. Forget. He asked the Rosh Hashanah, help me to forget the 6 days of the week. Help me to forget. Help me to forget what I didn't do, what I need to do. To ask before Shabbos, help me to forget. You're not going to lose any money. You're 120, you'll be smiling much bigger when they lower you into the ground. Much, much bigger smile than the people that they're going to be putting them into the grave with the BlackBerry in their hand. So still be saying, remind Kit to say Kaddish. And they're lowering him, remind Yaakov to say Kaddish. As they're putting him in, that's like the last thing you see coming out on the BlackBerry. That he left in his Savat, to please bury him with his BlackBerry. And you can have a charging thing, a cord coming out from the grave, coming out, plugged into the side. They can have next to every grave, they're going to have an electric thing, and you could keep it charged the whole time. You have to keep it charged. There's nothing to do. It's too late to turn back. I don't know what to do. A person that's a bent Torah, that's a bas Torah, has to take charge of his life. You can't give in to that business. You can't give in. A person has to fight against it. It's not the Ratzon Hashem to live that way. When you're at work, if you have to do that for work, you do what you have to do. That's work. But shaloi b'shas malacha, when you're not at work, you have to be misgabed. It's a taiva. It becomes an addiction. See, people, the way they do it, it looks like an addiction. I mean, I'm not an expert in any kind of things with addictions, but I've spoken to over the years with many, 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 many people with addictions. It looks like an addiction. The way people are doing it, the way they hold it in their hand all the time. The cell phone, you feel they walk around holding the cell phone. You ever see that? They hold a cell phone. I saw babies with bottles, I saw with blankets. What are you walking? You walk around holding it. All the time, they have it in their hand, or they're playing with it, they take it out, and they put it back in, and they're looking it again, What did we have before there was such a thing in the world? How did we live? Many of us, not so many, some of us here remember very, very well. That's, what was it like to live that way? What? Without constantly looking. What Nachman's saying is that the Oilam thinks that forgetting is a bad thing, but he says, but I say it's a good thing. And it's more than that, on the top of Chav Gimel. V'yeshem ababal ma'aseh ba'es ha'vadosa b'tayr b'tfilo chayayseh. That you have the bulim when you're davening, when you're learning. You have cell phones that go off kaseda by davening. You have guys in yeshiva now that they sit there in yeshiva. What does a bacha have to have a cell phone? What does he have to have a cell phone? What does he have to, or that? You want to say that a married guy, a younger man, needs to have a cell phone? If you tell me that his wife's in the ninth month, I understand. But stam, what does he have to sit there in yeshiva? So a lot of yeshivas made a rule that you can't bring in a cell phone. That's the way it should be. What's he sitting there with a cell phone? Then people run out with the cell phone from shul while they're talking on the cell phone. Yeah, everybody knows this, and everybody's seen this, and sometimes everybody makes a mistake and they forget to turn it off, and then it starts to play just those silly sounds, and grown people are embarrassed, and like they're not even embarrassed. They're just, why don't you just have a regular ring so you should recognize your ring? That's what people tell me. How am I going to know it's my ring? You don't know it's your ring. You have to play some silly tune, and then I don't know how people are not embarrassed. It starts to make a silly niggin, and everybody looks. And I don't understand the whole thing. Maybe somebody can explain to me. So I sound like very, very old-fashioned. Just sitting around, my kids also, if they have their cell phone, for the whole day figuring out which niggin to put on it. And they're always asking, Daddy, can't you make something they can make for me? They can put on their, you know, Shlomo Katz. I love Shlomo Katz. And I love Chaim Bevdu, all my friends. So I don't want that. I just want the phone to ring. And even that, make it as quiet as possible so that maybe I won't hear it. But to have the finagunim and grown people, it starts to make silly music. And they're not embarrassed. Or they are embarrassed? I don't know. What do they expect? And then they always look like they're surprised. And why are you surprised? You made that niggin. And they run out like there's a shock. But you sat there and you went through all the negunim. You listened to each one. No, I like it. No. And then you pick the niggin that you like. And then when it happens, you go, oh. You don't know why it happened. Why did that niggin come onto your phone? Someone called you on your phone. People became crazy from it. Like, you see sometimes dignified people, you ever see like an alter yid? He probably didn't program it, maybe somebody else programmed it. It's the craziest thing sometimes you see, like he's like a 150-year-old, you know, yid, and he sits there, also by a chasna or something, and starts to in his pocket, and he takes it out, and he's making that niggin the whole time. And who made such a niggin for him on the cell phone? The person remembers when he's davening, when he's learning. He remembers his averus. He doesn't remember his averus. He doesn't remember his averus by Yom Kippur, by Vidu. He can't remember. I had a guy once told me, I was at a Shabbaton speaking years ago, and he said he can't think of any averus he did. That's what he told me. He says he doesn't know what to do by the Al-Khayt. I said, that itself is a chait. That's a chait itself. You don't remember you did anything wrong? Are you crazy? That's the biggest thing I've ever heard of. You don't remember you did any averus? So then you have another person that he can't figure. All of a sudden, when it comes davening and learning, then he remembers his averus. And he starts to remember. He doesn't remember them not by vidu. He doesn't remember them before he does an avera. He doesn't remember that he never wanted to do this avera again. Then he has like a lapse of memory, and then he goes there. He says, "Oh yeah, I never wanted to do that again, and I did it." How come he didn't remember before he did the avera? Only after the avera, then he remembers.
During davening and learning, he remembers he didn't do this. There's something he didn't do right, and he did this aveir, and he did this whatever. There are many such things. Everybody knows this. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman is saying, shikcha is not just something that happens to you; you make it happen. You have to daven for it. You have to ask the Baruch Shalom, help me not to remember these things that I don't need to remember, that are not to'elis. What's the tachlis? What's the to'elis? It's going to make me into a better Jew. What's the tachlis? Is it going to make me a better father, a better mother, if I remember that I did this or that? What's going to make me any better? You have to ask the Baruch Shalom to take it away from you. And especially by davening and learning, that you should have yeshiva das, and you shouldn't remember anything that's bad. Shikha is an Eitzah. A Shikha Eitzah Toyev Gedolah Ma'od Lazeh. It's a very powerful Eitzah. An Eitzah means something that you could work on. Which Rabbi Nosson, in many of his letters, Rabbi Nosson Breslov and Alam Latruf and other places where he writes, Rabbi Nosson Breslov said that by Rabbi Nachman it was a big Indian to teach us to forget things. It was a limud of how to forget. Everybody's trying to remember. It was an Indian of how to forget. Should take if that happens sometimes you can't even go to sleep. Huh? You're lying there and you're so tired. You had a hard day and a long day. Never happened to you? And you're lying there and machshavas like this, thinking, remembering all different things. You can't go to sleep. And you're tired. And you can't fall asleep because you keep on remembering things. It could destroy a person's simchas achayim. On Purim, a person can come to Madrega of Ada Le'ada. Through Zechiras Amalek, the Rebbe Shalom wants us to remember Amalek and to erase Amalek. And that itself is a very, very remarkable mitzvah. And if you think, what does that mean? It says, Zoch al tishkei chazad. Remember, don't forget what Amalek did to you. And then it says what? Mochi timche zeich Amalek. Erase the memory. Remember what they did to you? Erase it. It's an amazing mitzvah. And the whole Simcha of Purim is tied up with that. Purim is itself a Yontif of Mechias Amalek. It's a Yontif of Mechias Amalek. Ad Le'ada means that a person doesn't have to know and have to remember. It doesn't have to remember. Amalek wants you to remember things that you're supposed to forget and to forget things you're supposed to remember. That's where the two things you're remembering and erasing. Amalek wants you to remember things you should have forgotten, and he wants you to forget things that you should remember. That's the koach of Amalek. And Purim is a nitzach of that. Shetekef miyad shechalef ayvadava. The way that a person should live is that take if miyad shechalef ayvadava. Once that thing has ended, whatever happened, whatever you did that wasn't good. Yavir v'yisalik oisim yidaito legamre. That's it. Remove it from your memory bank. Remove it from the tape. Finished. Yavir v'yisalik oisim yidaito legamre. V'yasiach daito mize legamre. Finished. V'loyas chilachshav oid b'machshavta b'inyin ze klal. Don't think about this inyin klal. And don't make it into a frumkite. I'm supposed to remember Chatosi Negdi Samad, you don't have to remember all my Averis and so on. Don't make that into a frumkeit. It doesn't make you into a frumer person. But Tani explains, Kenegdi, which means like Neged Ahar, which means a distance. Yeah, there's a time later on when it's no longer occupying your thoughts. There's a time for you to make Cheshman and Nefesh. Make Cheshman and Nefesh. You ask Hashem to forgive you. Write it. Delete. Finished. Not to think about it. Not to come back to it. Rabbi Nachman says, understand this very well. See the lashonis that he was using. Ma'oid, talking about ma'oid. The problem is we can forget this Torah. To remember the Torah. So Rabbi Nachman keeps on saying, ma'oid. To remember this, to learn this, to understand this. Yisa b'svam shebishvil zeh nitan hashicha. Chazal say a very, very interesting thing. Shebishvil zeh nitan hashicha, kedei shtei ha-tayr chaviva aloim deh ha-tomen, kishah ha-rishayim. What shicha? That the Torah should be as beloved to you and as precious to you. Each time that you learn it, you come back to Parshas, it's another year, and now you come to Parshas Truma. Ah! Parshas Truma, the Melech Samishkan, like you never learned it before. That's how exciting it is. Something new. The Baruch Shalom made it in such a way that without Torah, even though we want to, of course, retain our learning, but there is such a thing that the Baruch Shalom made it that it should be chaviva, it should be new, and it should be fun and exciting and interesting on the Talmud Kishar Rishon, like the first time that you learned it. They used to make a nasty joke like that. A person, an old person who doesn't remember anything that is terrible, but at least he's always making new friends. So, meaning that, okay, you know, sometimes you have a person, you're friends with them for 70 years. So you're already tired of him, you don't pay attention to him. But now that he doesn't remember, oh, there's a new friend. That's a very sad situation. But when it comes to learning, Chazal said that shikhas that shetayator chaviva alandeh tamid kishor harishayna. Kaidea shikha, because if you're forgetting, kishachayzu bov aloymed afilamashik for alomad, when you go and you learn what you already learned, you see it again. Who etzlai kechadashas, it's new again. V'chaviv alov, and when something is new, it's fresh and it's exciting. V'isa marshal haloymed shaker, there's a moshel brought down from Chazal. Some people were hired to fill up barrels. These guys were hired to fill up barrels. The problem is that the barrels had holes in them. And everything they poured into the barrel came out. It had holes in it. That tipshim amru. So the shaitim, the tipshim, the fool said, since everything spilled out, some of the guys that were working said, "What am I going to keep on doing this? Ridiculous! Whatever I pour into this barrel comes out from the holes." There's a smart guy there that said, "What's that? My union? It's not my union that the balabas has gave me barrels that have holes in it. That's not my union." I get paid for the day. It makes no difference to me. If I'm getting paid for 8 hours, I get paid for 8 hours. I just keep on pouring. It's not my inyan. What happened to that? My inyan is to fill myself as much as possible. I understand? To fill. What happens to all that Torah that we forgot? So Rabbi Nachman brings in a second. So schari lo yikubach mikol yom v'yom. I'm not going to lose any salary. As long as I keep on working, even though it comes out from the holes, I get paid. Ka'anim muskar l'yomim. Each and every one of us in this world, day laborers. We're paid by the day, by the hour. Kivyocha by the bari olam. Some people have better memory, some people not so good memory. Of course, there's an iniv chazar in learning. They're saying there's no iniv chazar. But a person does what he can do. But there are holes. There are gaps, there are cracks, things go out. I'm paid for the day, I'm paid for the amali and nishbach. What's in my inin if it gets spilled out? I did what I could. Kach, afa pisha shecheach limudo, so it is. Even if a person forgets what he learned, schar lo yekupach mikol yom v'yom. He's not going to lose any of the reward for that day, for the time that he put in, and the karchis that he put into his learning, even though he doesn't remember what he learned. And not only that, vidah. And you should know, Rabbi Nachman says, "Shelo osid maskirnes adam kol ma shelamad." There's a promise that Chazal made to us that at the end, the Zohar Kodesh says that at the end, everything that a person learned, any word of Torah that he ever saw in his life, it's going to be given back to him. It's only a temporary loss. It's all going to be given back. Anything that we ever learned is going to be given back. You have people that are listening to the Torah of the true tzaddik, the tzaddik emes. And when they were listening to the tzaddik, they couldn't understand what the tzaddik was saying. But la'asid ba'olam haba, but in olam haba, yavinu. All that they ever heard from the tzaddik will kick in. They'll understand it. Because the Ikkar Torah is said to the neshama. The guf, everybody's guf is different, but it makes sometimes for this person more difficult to understand than the other person. There's a bigger blockage, whatever it might be. But the Ikkar Torah is for the neshamas. And the tzaddik is talking to the neshamas. So what happens, even though because of the guf and all the other things that you have going on that come from the guf, you couldn't understand what the tzaddik was saying. But the tzaddik was speaking to you in the neshama. And in the neshamas, so then all those things that were blocking are removed, and then you'll understand and you'll remember everything that Tzaddik said. and everything that you ever learned. It's a tremendous nechama. Tremendous, tremendous nechama. And Olam Haba will understand that the Ikka HaTorah is for the Neshamas. Sheba Olam Haba, you are Neshamas Bekim, in Pesach Chavadal, the end of the Torah. And Olam Haba, you are Neshamas Bekim, and Masigim Heiter, as HaTorah Shalamah, Veshama HaAdam Olam Hazeh. In Olam Haba, the Neshamas will understand perfectly all the Torah that they ever heard, and all the Torah that they ever learned. They'll understand it perfectly, in all of its depth, and they'll remember everything that they learned. That's what Rabbi Nachman, we're going to see the next few pieces, talks about Rabbi Nachman's Derech HaLimud. That's what Rabbi Nachman said, and we'll see coming up in Mirch Hashem next week. Rabbi Nachman said that you see the rich people, they like to go touring all over the world. They like to go seeing all different places. He says, a Yid has to know that the Torah is very, very big, much bigger than the world. And it's kedai to go touring. Just to go, you don't have to remember everything. Go see everything. Just go to see. See whatever you can. See this mesechta, that mesechta. See Shulchan Aruch. See the Torah. See whatever you can. And we'll talk more about the Seder HaLimud. To see. To go visiting and touring. A person doesn't come that at 120 that he has 17 blad gemara. A few psukim. To go see everything. Rabbi Nachman said everything. Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash, Zoya, to see everything. To go on a worldwide tour of Kolot Torah Kula. When you're 120, you'll understand everything and you'll remember everything that you ever learned. It's an unbelievable nechama. Obviously, we have to understand more about how that works. It doesn't mean it's time to rattle things off without any havana. But at least to go through everything with a basic understanding, with a simple understanding, and then come back to it more and more and more, but at least to go. Fortunate is the person who fills his life, who spends his life with lots of Torah and lots of Avoida. In the back of the Sipur Maisias, when I learned this, I wrote down here, at the back of the Sipur Maisias, there are some sichas that are printed at the end of the stories, after Rabbi Nachman's stories, in the back of the Sipur Maisias. And I just wrote down there what it says: Ma'od ma'od sichin es chazik b'simcha tamid va'yipol b'daita klal mishum dovish ba'olam af miyavel of ma v'miyachazik b'daita v'liyispachet klal v'liyachsha machshavas klal u'befat things that right that happened to him shekarin ibechachten. Here Rabbi Nachman says that the yisoid of simcha, to be able to have simcha in your life, is to stay away from the sickness of ibechachten, thinking it over again, thinking it over, ibechachten, nochamal, thinking it again, and going over it in my head again. V'yelech betumah b'simcha, the ikir is weiter, darbel b'nei yisoid yisoid, to move forward, no ibechachten, stop going back over it, don't go over it. Forward, weiter. Yiskel asoif larves ala kol b'shalom. If you live this way, you'll go through everything b'shalom in peace. You'll be able to make it through the world in a good and a peaceful way. And he says that's the ikka, it's the ikka of simcha. And the Olam Truth in one of Rabbi Nosson's letters from Rosh Chodesh Av, Tarfish Gimel, that he wrote to his son. Again, I'm just going to read to you what I jotted down from the Olam Truth when I was learning this. Ad mazal his hiranu harbe lubli lach shayv harbe. You hear the words? Admar, Rabbi Nachman warned us, harbe, lebli lachshev harbe, not to think a lot. What does that mean? You think Rabbi Nachman wasn't saying, Rabbi Nachman was a genius. And he's not talking about thinking in learning. He says, Yirano harbe, lebli lachshev harbe, nit ibetrachten, not to think it over. Again, not to chaser over things that happen or whatever, to nit ibetrachten. The shum dover befrating the machshavas rose vayonis roin, especially bad thoughts or ideas that are not good. Sichim levroach mehem legamrei. Rabbi Nachman said. Rabbi Nosson is writing a letter. You have to run away from these things altogether. Lebli lachzor machshavte laacharev, not to go back in your thoughts. Klal. Vilishkorach legamrei bechol eis mashaavar tchila, to completely forget whatever was before. Yiftach b'koicha agodl sha'akol yisaprach l'toivir achazak v'mas. He writes to his son that you should know that everything in that way could be mishapach. Just trust in Hashem that everything will be mishapach l'toivir, everything will turn out good, chazak v'mas. And be strong and courageous and move forward. Not to go ibetracht on all the things from the past. Forward. And all of the letters from Binosan, over and over, writing to his son, this inyan of nit ibetracht, not to go over the machshavas, levroch mehem, to run away from these machshavas, not to go back, not to think, or that sickness of I could have, I should have, how come I didn't, why did I this, why did I that? If a person that I was just talking to the other day, that got into a very bad marriage, and there was a certain very bad marriage, and it's already schlepping out, and there's already a child, it's bad. And he says to me, I don't believe there were so many, looking back, like there were so many signs that it was wrong. And even my mother told me that it was wrong, and he's making himself crazy. And now he doesn't know what to do. He got married and they have a child. It's very, very bad. The matziv is a difficult matziv. But he's lost in that horrible world of ibetracht, of chazing over. Well, I could have, I should have, and I didn't. Why didn't I? Why didn't I listen? Why didn't I notice that? When she spoke like that, how come I didn't realize? And who? Endless of a sife. Everyone knows there's no end to that. You make yourself totally insane. Totally insane. The ikur is mikan lahaba. Other name. Can we make this marriage work? And that's what I'm telling him. He says, stop talking about that. There's no tachlis to that. What are you going to do? There's no tachlis. Mikan lahaba. We can make it work. Help. Hard work. Maybe we can make it work. Try. Instead, all the time he's thinking, why did I do that? How could that happen to me? And we're always falling to that. It takes away all the simcha from a person's life. You can't have any happiness in life. When you go over stuff, you're chazing over stuff, you can't have any happiness. The people that are happy are the ones that don't do that. You could tell, people that are in that parish of always going over, they walk around the whole time. So you can't have simcha zechayim. Hashem's Baruch should help us to remember what we need to remember, to forget what we need to forget, and that Bezer Hashem and Aschus, he should remember each and every one of us in a good mind.
Amen.